series. It's been challenging and stretching me as a pastor. Dealing with relationships is never an easy thing, I think. But relationships are so important to our lives. We need relationships. Can you turn me up a little bit, please? We need relationships in everything that we do, whether it's husband and wife, with our children, with our cousins, our friends, all the above is all about relationship. Even with God, it's about relationship.
Amen.
So we got to understand how important relationship is. So today's message entitled, some of you already know, is Why Did I Get Married?
Amen.
Why did I get married? It's today's. I know everybody's not in here is married, but as I've been dealing with the singles for the last several weeks, speaking as God, what is this message saying to me? What are you putting in this message for me? So starting off, this series has hopefully challenged all of you to look at your romantic relationships through the lens of our childhood, our family issues, our generational curses, even attacks by the devil have all tried to shape how we view our relationships. It's amazing to me how someone, I've been talking a lot about self-worth and know your worth. You have to know your worth. That is so important to know your worth, because if someone doesn't have self-worth, what happens? Insecurities creep in. It messes me up that I see a person and they stay with somebody that is cheating on them and verbally abusing them and physically abusing them. And because of a soul tie, they feel like they can't leave that person. Because they've got so attached to them and they've been good in the bed and bad for their head. They just attached to them and can't let them go. And it messes me up because it's like, why don't you know you can leave this person? They're no good for you. They don't really care about you. They don't love you how God says love you. But you feel like you can't leave this person and you can't live without them. What the truth is, the only thing we can't live without is God.
Amen.
Yeah. It's no secret that I believe most African Americans, a population, have seen the movie Why Did I Get Married? I think it's an awesome movie. I like one and two. I thought both of them were very good movies. And Boys in the Hood, classic. Menace to Society's classic. Juice are all in my all-time favorite list. But we need more movies about something besides guns and violence. Amen. I love it. They're classic. But we need something, because that was a real movie to me, because we struggle in relationships.
Amen.
So as I pose this question to my married people today, I want my singles, divorcees, those are courting, all be thinking about this question. Why did I get married? I'm not trying to insult your intelligence. In fact, I'm trying to make you think practically. Why did I get married? Well, what does why mean? Webster Dictionary says this, that why is for what cause, reason, or purpose. If I were to ask you right now, why did you get married, what would be the answer you gave me? I'm not trying to put you on blast today, but I want you to think about that today, all through the message. Why did I get married? Because some people want to get divorced, and there's no cheating, there's no beating, there's no physical abuse. That person hasn't gotten up and left you, and they want to get a divorce. And I got to say that the Bible doesn't support that. Yeah, it doesn't support it just getting divorced just because. If you do get a divorce, I believe God will forgive you, because he's a forgiving God. He's a loving God. I don't want to put that on you. I believe he will forgive you. But trust me out that some of us want to get a divorce, and none of the reasons that God says get a divorce for are not even in our situation. So because we pick wrong, we want to get a divorce. But did you include God in the picking process to begin with?
Amen.
Yeah, I appreciate better than y'all responding. It's all good. It's amazing. We want to get a divorce, but we didn't even include God in the pick.
Amen.
How is that possible? So if I were to ask you, why did I get married, or my singles, why do you want to be married? What would your answer be?
Amen.
My singles should know this, that if the bedroom is your primary reason for getting married, you're going to face some hard times.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. If you think the bedroom is it, that's why I got to get married, you're going to face some hard times. We'll touch more on this next week with Lady Thomas, and now we're going to tag team and teach, and I'm excited about that. My baby's going to get up here and teach with me and do her thing, so I'm excited. That makes me happy. But the vows say this, in sickness and in health, for richer or for poor, which means there's going to be some good times and some bad times too.
Amen.
And sex can't fix every issue.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It can't fix. Some things you got to talk about.
Yes.
Some things you got to deal with.
Right.
Someday we got something, we have to figure them out. And then we can finally move on. And if you marry, once you make up, then the makeup sex is amazing. Praise God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I fight with Lady Thomas once a week on purpose. Yeah. Just so we can make up. Praise God. But that's for my married folk. But back to the matter at hand, why do we get married?
Amen.
Pastor, we had a baby already. So it just feels like it's the right thing to do. Okay, so family is important to you. You want to be committed. Okay, I get that. I can dig that. Pastor, there's pressure on me. All my friends are getting married. I'm the only one that's left. All of them are single. So you bowing down to the social. You want a status. You're looking at what they got, and it makes you want to do this. Okay. Pastor, I just need some security. These bills are piling up. My debt to credit ratio is just all jacked up. If I could just get a good sleep at night, Pastor, I'm cool. I'll learn to love them later on, but I just want to get a good night rest. I'm stressing out over here. Okay, you want some security. That's why you want to get married. Okay. Pastor, it's the next logical step. I mean, we already got kids. We already got babies together. We've been living together. The oldest is all the way in high school now. I know I had to fight some chicks in the day. I know I didn't have to fight and deal with some stuff. But he finally asked me. I've been nagging him, though. I've been nagging him. But he finally asked to marry me. So why would I not do it when he finally asked? Even though I don't know if I pressured him into it, but he did ask. Pastor, I'm not getting any younger. Yeah. I'm just not. But biological clock is tick-tocking. I'm not getting any younger. I'm single, Pastor. Look, if they know Jesus ain't got a job, you officiate my wedding. That's it. That's the only two requirements. Jesus in the job, we rolling, Pastor. Come on. I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to do it. So is that your reason? There are a few reasons that are several more, and I'm sure, but it's, what's real about it is that we are human beings, and we all have feelings and emotions. So it would be wrong for me not to act like none of that stuff is real.
Right.
But what we have to do and learn is to filter our emotions and our feelings through God's word.
Amen.
See, when my mind is playing tricks on me, I got to go back to God's word. When it's time to make an important decision, I got to go back to God's word.
Amen.
Because the word helps me filter through what's good and what's not, what's God and what isn't. When we cook and we're about to make some Taco Tuesday maybe or something, and you got some hamburger and you cook your hamburger meat and it's all good and it's ready to go, a turkey burger wherever you at, vegan, I don't know where you at in your life, but whatever you're cooking, the grease gonna come, right? And you got a pot full of grease and you don't want no greasy tacos.
Right.
Nobody wants no greasy tacos. So what do? You take that meat and you take a strainer and you pour the meat into the strainer.
Right.
And everything that's not good comes out of the strainer.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to eat and want to keep, it goes into my food.
Amen.
So same thing with God. When it's time to make a life decision, I got to get the word and let it be a strainer for me. I got to start pouring my heart through this thing, Lord. I got to pour my prayer request through this thing. I got to pour my decision through it, because if I don't let God filter through it,
yes,
I might keep some stuff that ain't good for me.
Amen.
So in my understanding, why did I get married should filter through God's word. But I got to ask first, why did God even create marriage? Let's go back to the book. We're going to be just at the beginning of the day in Genesis, not no further than that. 1 and 27 says this. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So God created marriage with something in mind. He wanted us to be fruitful and multiply, which means have kids produce, but he wanted us to have dominion on the earth. He wanted us to rule the earth. He wanted us to rule the earth and fulfill, making his image come to pass. And then look at this in Genesis 2 right here, 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. So we find it right here in the first two chapters of the Bible, the why of marriage, the reason and the cause and the purpose of marriage. We see the reason in scripture that God created marriage so that the people representing him in the earth, as they worship him, they were able to promote his image on the earth. God wanted the whole earth to be filled with people that love and worship him. And marriage is how he did it. But it started out as a man was alone. But then the female came into play. Why? Because all the animals had male and female versions. And Adam was like, hold up, Lord, what's going on? Everybody got a mate and I'm here by myself. I don't know if he made him sad, because God said it just ain't good for man. Maybe God, Adam saw all the lions and tigers and bears meeting and he just messed them up. I don't know. But he said, where's mine, God? So God said, look, I'm going to hook you up, because you are lonely. I'm never lonely. I got the Son with me. I got the Holy Spirit with me. I don't understand loneliness. So I'm going to hook you up because you're a human and you need somebody to talk to. You need somebody to commit with, somebody that can get with you on your level. So I'm going to create a female, someone that is comparable to you. So God brought the first marriage together. So is God bringing your marriage together? Or did one of the wives I mentioned before bring your marriage together? Yeah. This is why your relationship with God is so important. Falling in love with Jesus and the Holy Spirit is so important because it helps you develop your wives.
Amen.
Because if you remember in the very first message in the series, or maybe you've listened to it, it says what? Proverbs 1 and 7. Thank you, Eugene Peterson, for the ghetto version. It says the first step into learning how to worship God is bowing down. The first step in learning is bowing down to God. So before I get to learning and think I know anything, I got to bow down to God.
Amen.
If I'm not willing to bow down and think I'm prideful and I nose my thumb up at that kind of learning and teaching, I'm going to get myself in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
See, I believe a lot of marriages will still be together if people learn how to bow down to God.
Amen.
And I also believe a lot of marriages would have never happened if people learn how to bow down to God.
Amen.
Yeah. If you picked already, you stuck with him now, praise God. I'm sorry. You picked, you stuck, praise God. We're going to help you do it. We're going to pray for you and love you and get you where you need to be. But if you haven't picked yet, you haven't been married, think about that. Bowing down before God gives you a chance to even see this person for me.
Amen.
Do they really love me for me? Am I wasting my time?
Yes, Lord.
So why did I get married? What is the reason? What is the cause? And what is the purpose?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a reason real quick why you shouldn't get married. Real quick. While we're talking about the why. Right there in Genesis 2 and 15. Look at this. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. God gave us a precursor for marriage right here. Because Eve ain't on the scene yet. He gave us a precursor for marriage right there. Look at that. The Lord God took the man, put him in the garden to tend and to keep it. God gave us the precursor, and then we don't know what he said, and then we get mad when marriage ain't working. The first thing he said, the Lord God took the man. He had a relationship with God.
Amen.
He knew who God was. God was purposefully in his life. The Lord God took the man. I love that. Brother, if you desire to get married, get your relationship with God straight first.
Amen.
Yeah. I say do this first. Get your relationship with God first, because God, only God can show you how to love your wife. Yeah. Praying takes the pressure off of you. Pray for her. Because guess what? It's God's daughter. In some ways, she need to be loved. You can't love her like that. It's some things about her that only God can fulfill. So if only God can fulfill it, I got to go to him in prayer and ask him to help my wife. And then us as men, what does 1 Peter say? It says, husbands, know that your wife is the weaker vessel. If she's weaker than you, do not be angry and bitter towards her, because it hinders your prayers. So God is saying, because you're the stronger vessel than her, you got to be willing to pray for her and help her. Because if you don't, your prayers won't be answered.
Ooh,
that's why Lady Thomas got me where she want me, praise God. Got me, y'all. I can't stay mad at her. I got to love her. God ain't going to answer my prayers. I got to be ready to preach to y'all on Sunday. By a Bible study. When I got time to be mad. I got maybe a day a week. And it's over. I got to go make up. I got to go fix it.
Amen.
But it's important that we understand that as men, that this is God's daughter. And only he can love her in some certain ways. I can't fulfill. I was never intended to be her everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was never. If I try to be her everything, or if she wants me to be her everything, we're going to have some issues. Because I'm not God. So the first thing, Adam had a relationship with God. Second, guess what? He was in the garden, and his job was to tend it and keep it. So get your papers straight and get you a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then go get the wife. Ladies, if he doesn't have none of these, why are you wasting your time?
Ooh,
we go for, we owe for three.
Right.
You can't have one of them? No relationship with God, ain't got no job, and he don't got a worst day. And you just gonna take him? Cause he fine? Last time I checked, fine does not pay bills, praise God. Fine don't put food on the table. Fine don't help out with nothing. After you fine, I'm gonna be frustrated because you ain't helping me do nothing around here. So fine don't help anything. Matter of fact, Paul says this, check this out. He says that if a man does not take care of his family, he's worse than an infidel, an unbeliever. He said you worse than somebody don't believe if a man don't take care of his family. If a man don't work, he don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important to understand that a man must be working. he's getting his credit straight. So he might be, if he's at home right now, he's stacking up his paper because he knows I want a wife one day, so I'm stacking my paper up. If I got a chance to go home and get some things right, that's what I'm going to do, because I want to make sure when it's time for me to meet her, I'm ready. Because a man's job is to protect and to provide. If those two things are missing, the woman won't feel secure. And that's our job. The reason God designed marriage was to populate the earth in his image. So understanding that, that means that marriage is a kingdom agenda and not a social construct. Yeah, yeah. The purpose of marriage, it's a kingdom agenda. It's kingdom minded. Marriage has to have a purpose that aligns itself with God's kingdom. So guess what? Happiness isn't always the goal. Yeah. Happiness isn't a goal of marriage. It's a benefit.
Right.
Because if you ain't doing it right, you're not going to be happy.
Amen.
Praise God. We got to understand it's a benefit when I do it how God says do it. When I operate how he says, the happiness is there. The love is there. It's real. But I got to understand what he wants me to do in my marriage. When we allow society to influence us, our ideas of marriage and what they should be, we get in all kind of trouble. Yeah. One of the reasons marriages are in ruins and divorce seems normal is because couples relate marriage only through social and emotional terms. So my marriage is only relatable through how I feel, how we're doing right now in the social construct, and my emotions, how I feel. I love this two books we've had since we've been married, The Power of a Praying Husband, The Power of a Praying Wife. And I love those books because it shows you how much, while you praying for them, you need to pray for yourself.
Amen.
They just don't got issues. I got issues too.
Right.
And if I want God to work in them, first he got to work in me.
Amen.
I got to pray for them. So it shows you that it's more than just my emotions, and our social is not going to be enough to fix this marriage. Check this out. Check me out. We come to church to get married. We come to the pastor and say the vows. We make the promise before God in church. Then after the marriage, we leave all the spiritual and biblical understanding out of it.
Wow.
Thanks for everything, God. We can take it from here. Yeah, I know her. She know me. We good. I appreciate you letting me come to your church. I appreciate you giving the pastor, doing my counseling and all that. But we good. We got it from here, God. I don't need it. We've been together too long. I know that. I know what to do now, God. I've been doing that. And think about that. And the devil waiting on you. Waiting to destroy your marriage. Why? Because it brings glory to God. You just enter the realm where you're no longer fornicating, which means I can't hold that over you no more. That guilt and shame I used to put on you is gone now because you have a husband. So now I got to come in there and tear that thing up. So it trips me out that we don't ask for God to help us anyway in our marriage after the marriage, but then we get mad that the devil is trying to destroy our marriage and we asking God for his help. Because we got it. So why is the big question of the day? When you are looking at marriage, is it a contract or a covenant? Is it a contract we're going to sign? And if I don't like it right now, I'm going to go get me a lawyer so I can get out of my contract. Yeah, I need to be bought out. I need to get out this contract because it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be this, and it turned out to be this. I thought you was going to love me. I thought you was going to be this. And you're not none of that what I thought. So I want to get out of my contract. Is it a contract? Or is it a covenant? Because covenant is something that God, it's a promise before God. It says through better or worse. It says that as much as God has forgiven me for, how can I stay mad at you?
Yeah.
As much as I need God and as much as he saved me, as much as he loved me, how can I stop loving you? Even if you ain't what I think you should be, how can I stop loving you? Because we all need some grace. We all need some love. We all need some forgiveness at some point in time. So is it a covenant? Or is it a contract?
Yes.
Dr. Tony Evans says this, that a kingdom marriage is a covenantal union between a man and a woman who commit themselves to function in unison under divine authority in order to replicate God's image and expand his rule in the world through both their individual and joint callings. Wow, that's deep. That a kingdom marriage, it's us coming in unison. The two shall become one. And not only are we coming but one on the natural, but in the spiritual as well. Because we understand that we got callings from God.
Yeah.
She didn't even know it was in my message. But what she just did up there was affirm my calling in God. Because she said, if you didn't go listen to God, I don't know where I would be.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't live, you didn't listen to God, I don't know where none of us would be. And that's also because she understood my calling. And we walked in unison and said, we got to go move how God says move. When we understand each other's calling, it ain't just about us. But what can we do for the kingdom?
Amen.
What is God calling us to do for his kingdom?
Amen.
So we got to understand the why. I want my singles to know this. They should to date on assignment.
Amen.
If you date on assignment, you marry on assignment.
That's good. Amen.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. The person you marry is tied to your destiny. If Lady Thomas hadn't come in my life at a certain time, not sure there would have been a Pastor George.
Amen.
That wasn't what I was on, praise God. Not at all. Not at all. Never thought about it. Never came across my mind. Not once, y'all. Not once. But if she didn't come into my life at that certain time, and I didn't yield to God because I still had the choice not to listen to God. I could have said she just nagging about God and doing this and doing that. I could have said she a hypocrite or she did. I could have did anything with my mind, but God never let my heart go that way, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
That's why it's important. You got to be tied to the right person. Your destiny is connected to your spouse.
Yeah. Amen.
And if y'all not moving in unison, it's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen people do those leg races where they tie your legs together?
Mm-hmm.
And to get any kind of way where you need to go in, y'all got to do what? Y'all got to be moving in the same time, in the same direction. Same time, same direction. If one person is off, somebody going to fall.
Amen. Amen.
If one person is off, y'all going to be stuck where y'all at and never move. So in your marriage, y'all got to understand that we are joint. We like Siamese twins.
Yeah. Yeah.
We join at the hip.
Yeah.
We got to move in such a way that every step is intentional. Every step is purposeful. When are we making these steps together, we are making progress.
Yeah.
If I'm not making progress, then that means I'm going to regress. And that's not what God wants for you. He wants progression. He wants you to go further. But you got to move on the same thing. I'm thankful for it. Even my failures, y'all. Sin had always tried to steer me away from her, but she steered me toward the Lord. She prayed for me back then, y'all. Had people praying for me in London I knew nothing about. She write intercessions all over the world. Yep, pray for this brother, George Thomas III. Yep, make sure you call him the right one, the third. H.3, that's the middle initial. Yeah, all of it on there. Yeah, yeah, pray for him. He needed Jesus. And I believe that's the very reason why I got to where I need to be. But understood, she knew something about my destiny that I didn't even know. She knew something about our destiny's father that I didn't even know. So she stood there and prayed for me and stood at the gap. And then God let them DVDs land in her lap. About the truth behind hip hop. Some of y'all don't know all that about my testimony. Won't go through it all. But the truth behind hip hop DVDs, because God knew I love music. So he used her and he said, you know what? He'll watch this because it's about music.
Mm-hmm.
And God began to work on me and pull at my heart and tug at my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important because I know the devil has something else lined up for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know he had another woman lined up for me. I know because that's how he worked.
Mm-hmm.
And so what? So what? Think might have this physical attributes that I might like. The heart wasn't like that.
Amen.
That heart right there is golden. That heart is what I need. That heart is something that is connected to me. So you got to understand, I'm not marrying you. Now, don't marry nobody you're not attracted to. Let me say that. I'm not about to be dealing with that. Don't do that. Don't marry nobody you're not attracted to. Don't, if you're a chest man, you better marry somebody with some chest. Come to me saying, Pastor, she flat chested. I'm going to say they're not going to grow. You gonna buy her some? What you gonna do? You gonna buy, get your money up. Gonna buy her some? What you gonna do? That season's over with. Don't marry what you like. You better marry what you like. Don't come talk to me about it. This ain't what I like. No. You picked.
Yeah, right.
Who put the gun in your head? You picked.
Good, right.
So aside from knowing Jesus, make sure you are attracted to the person. That has to be up there, because if you're gonna be together 40, 50, 60 years,
yeah.
I better be attracted to you.
That's it, God.
So I love God. That's why I get excited every time I'm about to preach and I'm praying for y'all and talk to y'all, because what Christ did in 06 has resonated now in 2018.
Yeah.
How I didn't see a Pastor George come in, but God seen it.
Yeah.
That's why I get excited about y'all, and I want to encourage y'all every week.
Yeah.
Because where you at right now, Jesus,
yeah.
Where you at right now is just the beginning.
Yeah.
You don't see what God has in the future for you. You don't see what God has in store for you. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man what God has prepared for those that love him. God got some stuff prepared for you.
Yes.
Just stay, hold the course and stick to him, because it's going to blow your mind. You might be thinking, Lord, I'm ratchet. Lord, I'm trifling. I need help, Jesus. And he know that. And he like, thank you for calling upon me. Because I want to help you. That's what I'm here for. Lord, I need some help. Hey, Lord, I'm struggling. But keep trusting. Keep repenting. Keep coming back. As many times as you fall, get back up. The Bible says that the righteous man falls down 7 times, but he gets up once more. No matter how many times you fall, keep getting up. You got to know what God is going to do in your life. And one day you're going to look up and you're going to be like, I ain't did that in 6 months.
Amen.
God, what is going on with me? He didn't change your heart and change your mind. You don't even have a desire to do it anymore. We got to be grateful. Just be happy, because at some point in time, you can look back real quick and say, God, I thank you that I'm not where I'm supposed to be, but I'm not where I used to be. I'm not where I used to be, but I thank God that you got me going somewhere that I need to be. That you've been working in my heart and my mind, so allow God to work on you.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. Look at this in Genesis 2 and 21. Look at this. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman and brought her to him. Man needed a helper. So God made somebody comparable to him. I love this. So God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, took one of his ribs, closed up his flesh, and what he took out of the man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to a man. I miss y'all shout. It's cool. I tried to rephrase it for you, but I miss y'all shout. Now give me a few minutes. Put a little PG on it. Maybe y'all get it. Okay. God could have taken anything and made a woman.
Amen.
Yeah, he could have took anything and made a woman. Why didn't he take more dirt, breathe on her, and make her into a soul? Adam turned out fine.
Yeah.
That's what I would have did if I was God. It made sense to me.
Yeah.
Why didn't he make her the same way he made Adam?
Yeah.
When you read the Bible, always ask why.
Yeah.
And let God talk to you. Why is this like this, God? He says, I give wisdom liberally to whoever asks. Just don't be questioning me, going toss to and fro. Just keep asking. I keep filling you up.
Yeah.
So he didn't make her the same way he made Adam. Instead, he took something out of a man to make his wife.
Amen.
Can I suggest that before you connect physically, it is something that connects y'all spiritually as well?
Yeah.
People wonder, how do opposites attract? Y'all so different. How are y'all together? Why y'all like each other? I don't understand. Y'all two different people. How do y'all like each other? But when God is involved, something in that person resonates with you, and you resonate with them. You don't know what it is, but there's something about you. The spirits attract to each other.
Yeah.
It don't matter. Check this out. If they find or who got the best body, none of that, because some of the, all that is superficial.
Yeah.
Because something inside your heart is priceless.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Men, we're so visual that if I can get her to look a certain way, if she looks like this, I'm going to always be attracted to her. I'm good. I'm Gucci. There ain't nothing I want. But what happens if she's cruel?
Yeah. Wow.
What if her words tear you down instead of build you up?
Yeah.
Then do her looks really matter?
Yeah.
Not only did God take something out of the man, but of all things, he took a rib. Why he take a rib? Why he take a liver, a kidney? I don't know, God's talking about it. I don't know, tonsils or whatever. He could have took anything. But God took a rib. Why did he take a rib? Why is the rib even important? He took it out of a man to form his wife. So this encourages me, check this out, that God, if I let God pick for me, he'll form her for me.
Woo.
Ooh, if I let God pick, he took Adam, he took the rib out, closed him up, and formed his wife for him.
Amen.
So if I want to get married, why not let God form my wife for me?
That's good.
Second, the rib has a specific job and purpose. The purpose of our ribs are for protection, support, and respiration. So the rib's job inside is to protect vital organs, including the lungs and the heart. That's the rib's purpose. So the help meet that God designed for you is supposed to preserve your life.
Woo.
That woman that God is picking for you when to get married is supposed to preserve your life. The wife is supposed to make sure she's protecting your lungs, so it should be a little easier to breathe. A little easier to breathe. wives today and future wives in the building. A black man especially has to deal with so much in this world. We're getting beat down from this world by our jobs and society, how they view us and how they look at us and all these negative things. I had to even deal with a situation in Atlanta where a worker tried to come at my son like he's just some little ghetto child that's stealing or something like that. I had to get on her. No, you're not going to disrespect my son. We're not doing that. No, this is a young prince right here. You're going to treat him as such. You're not about to do my son like that. You got life messed up, Miss Lady. And I will not be purchasing anything at your store today. No. Good day, ma'am. You don't know. You ain't about to treat every little black boy like he's just some thief or some thug. No, they got purpose in them. They got vision in them. They got life in them. You ain't about to act like that with my kids. No way. No, sir. So we must understand that the wife, you have purpose in you. Brothers get beat up so much. Can you be his fresh air to breathe?
Yeah, that's good. That's
can you encourage him when he come in the house?
Good.
If he's asleep, can you pray over him? He should feel your hands laying on him sometime, not to hit him in the back. But to pray on him.
Yeah.
Say, Lord, bless him.
Yeah.
Help his mind, help his heart, whatever he's dealing with. Yeah. Encourage him. Just don't nag and complain.
Because
there's enough of that outside the home.
Yes.
Your job is to keep him breathing, keep his lungs filled with life, with vision, with destiny, with purpose. Because if truth be told, behind every great man is a great woman.
Amen.
You think Martin could have did what he did without Coretta Scott?
No. Yeah.
She wasn't there encouraging him. I know it had to be times he wanted to quit. Ku Klux Klan putting fire in your home, crosses burning in your front yard, you getting death threats time and time and again. You think he could have did out there? She wouldn't say, baby, keep on doing what God calls you to do.
Yeah.
Keep on preaching, keep on standing up for us.
Yeah.
You think President Obama could have been there without Michelle?
Amen.
Without a woman sitting there to hold him up and encourage him. You see how the negativity, we see him in the social media age and all those things on Twitter and Facebook and all the negativity. Something go wrong with your city, it's Obama's fault.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Can't even hear.
Right.
Ain't even in your city. Why is it his fault? But imagine having to deal with all those problems. You think he couldn't deal with that without a strong woman by his side?
Yes.
So women, you are important. The rib protects the lungs, but it also protects the heart.
Yeah.
Listen up, ladies. To your pastor, wives, your jobs of ribs are so important.
Mm-hmm.
You have to protect his heart. Do you know what that means? See, before a heart can get wounded, a rib got to be broken. Yeah. Before anything penetrates my heart, it first got to come in contact with my ribs. Yeah. See, the thing about a rib, if a rib is broken, it can heal on its own. But if the heart is damaged, it requires surgery to be fixed, or it could be fatal. A husband has to trust his wife so she can protect his heart. I got to be able to take my heart out of my chest and put it in her hand. And why it's in her hand, believe she'll never do this. Because I made her mad. Because I made a mistake.
Because
I didn't listen to her, praise God. I made my own decisions. Whatever the case may be, I got to believe she'll never do this. But instead, hold it up to God. Lord, touch my husband's heart. Lord, bless his heart when he needs it, oh God. Touch his mind. Touch it, oh God. You got to understand that men, if she risks her rib to be broken so your heart isn't injured, then you got to help her rib heal. We're getting a little deep today. Yeah. That if she risks her rib being broken for you so your heart is protected, then you got to make sure her rib is able to hear properly. Yeah. It's tripped out. It's messed up because we just expect when men, we make mistakes to do things, we just expect her to forgive it and forget about it. I'm sorry. Why you still hold on to that? Bible said forgive, don't it? Forget.
Yeah.
But if we are true,
yeah,
it's not always that easy to forgive and forget when you're hurt. You might forgive them, but it may take you some time to get over it.
Yeah.
So depending on the infraction, it may be hard for her right now. The rib may be broken. And if women did some of the stuff that we did, boy, our hearts can't handle it. We'd be ready to commit suicide, kill them all, and praise God, and everything. Our hearts ain't built like that. God has given y'all different hearts. So God allows y'all to take much more with that rib. So check this out. When I'm dealing with brothers, and we got a counselor, and I'm trying to get them help when they messed up, and we're trying to move on for it. But I'm like, you got to give her time to heal, bro.
Yeah. Yes.
You have to endure the process. Because ribs heal a lot easier than hearts do.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, if your rib is broken, you don't even need a cast. You go to the doctor, they're not giving you no cast if you got broken ribs. No, no, no. You know what they're going to tell you? It'll heal on its own, but you got to be careful. You got to be careful the way you lift certain things. You got to be careful the way you walk. You might have to change up your routine. So what I'm saying is, fellas, if you have let her rib to be broken and it's your fault, you got to give her time to heal, which means you got to change your routine. Amen. Yeah. Things that you were doing has to change or that rib will never get healed. You got to change the way you move and walk and lift things. I can't walk a certain way. If walking this way allow her rib to be broken, I got to go the other direction. Because if not, her rib is going to continue to be broken. I got to watch how I lift. I got to lift her up, not tear her down with my words and encourage her to be what God called her to be. You're like, I expect her to encourage me as well. It's a two-way street because we're in unison, walking together. So if you messed up and your woman hasn't healed, you got to change your routine. You got to be careful how you walk and careful how you talk. You say you're not going to do certain things, but you still hang around those people. It ain't going to work. People that partake in that behavior, if they see you, she can't heal like that. Because it flashes back in her mind because she's human.
Yeah.
Relationships, our relationships, and not just the Bible, because the Bible is very important, but also how do I fit into the Bible? How does my mind get renewed? And seeing you do that again takes me back to a place I don't want to go to.
Yeah.
So good women end up leaving because some of us men become stubborn and foolish with pride, and then we want them back. But somebody surely said that when a woman is fed up, ain't nothing you can do about it. When she fed up, there's nothing you can do about it. So you got to be careful to allow her rib to heal. Check this out, and we almost done. Verse 22. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. I miss y'all. Shout again. Jesus. Shouting class coming soon. It's coming. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. I love this because he took the rib from the man, he made it, but then he brought her to a man.
Right.
He brought her to the man. Let me shout again. Dang, praise God. I wish my sisters really understand that they had some power, that they got some work, that God set it up that he don't want you chasing no Negro. He don't want you chasing nobody or pursuing them. He took the rib, he made it into a woman, and then he brought her to a man. He brought her to the man, but it wasn't until he was done working on her.
Ooh.
It wasn't until he was done. And you're letting God work on you. Just like the man got to do some work, Adam has some prerequisites, the women do too. I wish I had some sisters to say, you know what? I'm working on a relationship with God too. I'm making sure me and God is good. I'm keeping myself before the Lord. I'm keeping myself. I'm not out here screwing and doing all this stuff. I'm getting me and God tight. I'm getting my credit tight. I'm raising my baby. I'm getting my money together. So when it's time and he brings them to me, we a power couple now. When it's that time, now we in power. We walking in destiny. We walking in authority because I took the time to prepare myself for this. I want us to be blessed. From the bedroom to the bank account. I want my marriage to be everything. But I gotta allow him to work on me and then bring me to him. Because so many times the women are running to the men. And it's not good. It's not how God designed it for y'all to be running to us. And this ain't even my message, but D1, Christian rapper, check him out, man. I promise y'all I like a little of his music. He got a new album called God and Girls. And it's crazy. He said, if it ain't about God, it's about these girls. If it ain't about God, it's about these girls. That's how we are as men. If it ain't about God, and it's about these girls. And he's trying to figure out where he sits as a young single man. I love God. He talks about dealing with women that only want him because he got a little bit of fame and money, but they don't want God. So I can't deal with you because you can't want me minus my faith. Praise God. I wish I had a brother that felt like that. Like, you might want me. That's cool. But and you fine and you got it all going on. But you want me minus my faith, and you really don't want me because God is that important to me. And he's talking about his grandparents been married for 66 years and how his grandfather changed his life when he got his grandma pregnant and all these things. But he said this next statement is going to make some of y'all mad at me. He says this, that because girls run the world, and if it ain't about God, it's about these girls. And men love women so much that if women love godly men, that if women love godly men, maybe men will start turning to God. And then maybe society will be fixed. Maybe these issues will be over with. Because I say, I don't want no street Negro. I don't want no drug dealer. I don't want nobody shooting, acting a fool. I want somebody that's going to pray for me. I want somebody that's going to love me. I want somebody that's encouraging me. But because we want a soldier, and we want this, and we want that, the men are following whatever the women say they want.
Amen.
So if the women say, I want a godly man, I know brothers would change. I know brothers would give their heart to Christ. Because God has designed it that way. So if y'all got Apple Music or whatever, go look it up. God and Girls, the whole album, slam, and giving them a shout out. No promo, I ain't get paid for it, but y'all need to hear that because it's real. Because that's how, if it ain't about God, it's about these girls. And it's crazy because we get so caught, brothers get so caught up with girls that we think they got. And we want them so bad, and it ended up breaking our hearts. But he also said, God ain't a heartbreaker. So they wasn't God, praise God, amen. Because God ain't a heartbreaker. So we got to be careful on what we're doing. But we want to make sure we raising up power couples in here. We are kingdom-minded, kingdom agenda. And you should never be chasing the man. Because the Bible says this, and I'm really about to finish. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. He bought her, the woman bought, God bought the woman to him, and then he got to find you. Make sure he looking and he knows it's you. God going to tell him when it's you. I know, I remember the day when God said, hey, this is it. You a man, we know. When we say, you know what, how we know? Because we're willing to change. How we know? Because we're willing to change. We want to say, this person means that much to me. I'm willing to change my ways to be with them. So men, we know. So it's he who finds a wife, finds a good thing and obtains a favor from the Lord. So when he comes and he's thinking about marriage and you know it, you better tell him, look here, you marry me, God gonna bring favor in your life, praise God. Yeah. You better not miss out on your favor. You marry me, favor coming in your life. You marry me, God gonna take you to a whole other level because you found me. Favor is behind me.
That's good.
But you gotta know your worth. You gotta know that I'm adding favor to his life.
Yeah.
I'm adding, not subtracting, I'm adding to his life. So in the reasons and finding out the reasons why we get married, we see why God marries us. Yeah, the Bible says this, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Which means while we were at our worst, while we were as bad as we could possibly be, Christ still chose to die for us. The Bible calls us what? The bride of Christ. We are the bride of Christ, which means God plans to marry us. So we see the reason and the cause and purpose, because no longer will he create his image on earth, it's going to be in heaven. We are going to be created in his image in heaven. So we see the purpose of marriage, it even ties to our spiritual well-being. That when God said this, he said that I am married to the sinners. I'm married to the backslider. Yeah. So God says, even though you creep out on me, even though you took our marriage for a joke, I still love you. I'm still there with open arms and open hands. I'm just waiting on you to come back to me. I ain't never forget. I remember my vows. I promised to protect you. I promised to take care of you. I promised in the beginning, in the garden, when Adam and Eve sinned, I promised that I was going to bring something to put an end to this foolishness, that I had you on my mind since the beginning. To bring you back to me, it's always been there. So in the why of our marriage, we must find out the why in my relationship with God as well. That God needs us and God loves us and God wants us to give our lives to him. So he can add favor to our life first through him and then bring us to our spouse. Amen. 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 Can we give God a praise in this place? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for being everything that we need you to be.